Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show.
Well, hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another edition of Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show here on the Gas Digital Network. If you love the show, and we know you do, head on over to GasDigitalNetwork.com. Use that promo code ZAC. Get yourself a 7-day free trial to not just this show, but all the other great shows available on the network. You can also go to PodcastMerch.com, where we have t-shirts, long sleeves, hoodies, and hats with new merch designs coming soon. I am joined by two wonderful gentlemen, one who's been on the show before, one who is new to the show.
Thank you.
And it is going to be very, very, very fun. To my right, joining us for the umpteenth time, because he's a very sweet man with his time.
Thank you.
And I can't thank him enough. I got Monroe Martin.
Yo, what up?
Thank you for being here. And to my left, from the Doped Up and Dying podcast, is DC Williams.
Thank you, Zach. I appreciate you for having me. And you're the only one who ever says the name of the podcast right.
No problem. Thank you for being here. And gentlemen, goes without saying, it's February. You know what that means. That means I want to learn about black cinema.
Okay.
And me too.
It's true. I think this started as a joke.
Yeah.
And then I got more and more. Every single year,
yeah,
I get more serious about it, where I genuinely want to learn more.
Yeah.
And at this point, it has no longer become me ironically inviting black comics on.
Yeah.
And in that, this is a something I'm genuinely passionate about.
Okay.
For
that's
February,
cool. Yeah.
Where like I think it's cool to learn about the black history of
yeah,
art.
Yeah.
He was probably joking, but for real, like there's a lot of black exploitation, even black cinema, I probably don't even know about.
Yeah,
honestly.
No, yeah, yeah. I was serious.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. It's like,
You showed me the movie, and at first I was like, oh, I'd seen it, and then I seen the cover, I was like, I'd never seen that.
You were probably thinking of Eddie Murphy, Vampire
yeah,
in Brooklyn.
Yes, yes, yes.
I also speak black a little bit.
What the hell is speaking yeah, black?
I interpret. I got it in me. Yeah, I don't know what
I
it is.
It. Now I
got
to see what this is.
I got it in me. I don't know.
I
trust
see.
Me. Just let me go.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
Just let me go.
Right.
I don't know what it is. I shouldn't have it.
Yeah.
But you got it. Yeah.
I shouldn't have it.
Just, you got an yeah, urban vernacular.
Yeah. When yeah, the bouncer walks away,
yeah,
I can continue like he never left.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. All right. All right.
Yeah. So okay. I got it in me. But thank all you guys very much for being here. Let's get plugs out of the way. DC, what do you want to check? What do you want people to check out?
Check out DC Williams Comedy. That's my Instagram. Also, check out Doped Up Comedy. Follow the page, follow the podcast, like and subscribe, keep sharing and supporting. I appreciate you guys. And we will be at the Stand March 5th, Sunday, 8 p.m. show. It's going to be a great fucking time. Yeah, that's it.
Fantastic. Monroe?
Yo, yo, I got a new podcast that just started called the Monroe Martin Podcast, available everywhere. So make sure you check that out. I will be, when this come out?
This will come out this Friday.
All right. And I will be at the Brokerage Comedy Club the 17th and 18th. And I have some other dates, but make sure you go to MonroeMartinComedy.com.
Please check out the new Monroe Martin podcast. Check out Doped Up and Dying. And hey, if you're in the area, Papa's headlining now, February 17th and 18th.
Hell yeah.
I am at the Comedy Works in Saratoga Springs, New York. And I got a Friday show and two Saturday shows. And yes,
that's a fun club.
They gave me an adult content warning on my shows, and I'm the only comic they gave that to.
Damn.
And that means that the owner saw my the last time I was there. Yeah. So thank you guys so much for tuning into the show. Truly appreciate it. And before we go any further, how about a word from our sponsors? Hey guys, real quick, just want to talk to you about our favorite sponsor, and that's our good buddies from the world of Yo Kratom. That's right, the greatest sponsor in the world. If you guys do Kratom, If you don't start on my account. But if you guys do Kratom, there's only one place you should be getting it from, and that is YoKratom.com. So stop going to smoke shops, bodegas, and gas stations and buying a little bit of Kratom at a time and getting ripped off, because you need to be buying $60 kilos that get delivered straight to your gosh darn door. That's right. 1 kilo for 60 buckaroonies delivered right to your door. It's the greatest deal in the world. YoKratom.com, the marquee sponsor of everything we do here at Gas Digital, Skankfest, everything. And they're just great people. So give it up one more time. YoKratom.com, home of the $60 kilo. And we're back. Guys, today's movie, 1972. The one that kicked it off. Blackula.
This really kicked it off?
This is the movie that kicked off black horror exploitation, yeah.
Oh, horror, okay.
Yeah.
I thought it was Roots.
After this, we're going to have Black and Stein,
yeah.
Dr. Black and Mr. White, Scream, Blackula, Scream. It'll all come down the hill. But right now, we're starting with Blackula. If you guys want to watch along, you know how we do it. You can. We'll have a 10 count. And you can listen and sync up the movie or tune into GasDigitalNetwork.com. Pre-stream starts at 11:30. Regular movie starts at midnight. And it's always going to be for free because we love you guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. Gentlemen, thank you for being here. Ladies in the booth, roll that beautiful bean footage.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Bean footage. Like, I like that. At least they got somebody to back them, though.
Oh, yeah, dude.
They're
so,
backing everything.
Back in the day, these like blaxploitation movies, they made money.
Okay. Yeah.
They weren't like, we hear the word exploitation and we assume
low budget.
Super. So they weren't high budget, but I mean, they've got a castle, they've got locations, they've got a real cast. Well, essentially, movies are expensive as fuck back in the day because they're shooting on film.
Yeah.
So everybody that worked on this movie were essentially TV people who got to work on a movie. I think everybody on this worked on the Mod Squad.
Okay. I never heard of the Mod Squad.
Mod Squad was like a 70s cop show.
Okay.
Link from the Mod Squad was a very famous actor. Clarence Thomas III, I believe.
I know Clarence Thomas III.
Yeah, who's the guy from Tales from the Hood, as well as he is Samson from Half Baked.
Yeah.
I want to talk to the nigga.
I've noticed that there's a seems to be like a couple football players or sports staff that were in blaxploitation films.
Yeah, that happened.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like that was a trend of that.
The guy that plays Blackula in this was very, very adamant that his character was taken seriously and had a real backstory and wasn't just magical black man. So he is presented as an African prince.
Okay.
And originally in the script, his name was something Brown, which is just a very stereotypical black exploitation name.
Right.
But he insisted on his name being changed to Mamawade.
Mamawade.
Because he wanted African influence.
I'm happy.
In it.
I'm happy it wasn't like a slave that got bit. Out in the field, you know what I'm talking about?
He came free.
Like, he's like, you bit me. Yeah. Now I gotta fucking eat all these whites.
Man, who left all this bat food out? he didn't stumble upon it. He was nobility.
Yeah. Like, he's like, you can't get my hair wet. Like, it's not holy water. Yeah. Get his hair wet.
That guy looks familiar.
Everybody in these movies was like real actors who worked. Pay for some beautiful on a comic show. Yes, wife. And then so she's going to play the reincarnated version of herself later in the movie.
Okay.
So this is supposed to be olden Dracula times.
It is a compliment for a man of my station to look with desire.
Also, one of the only, this is the first Dracula movie pretty much to not have an all classical soundtrack. Is going to be all funk.
That's fire.
Distasteful as your manner. You're behaving like some animal.
It debuted at number 24 on Variety's list of the top films of 1972. And it was shot on location in Los Angeles, even though when they go to the police station, there's a map of Staten Island on the wall. Because somebody fucked up.
I mean, Staten Island does look like Transylvania a little bit, though.
Bro, and it's also no black people, just like Transylvania.
I don't like that all the thugs are dressed like Austin Powers.
I don't know. Wait, is he a vampire already?
No, he's a regular African prince.
And he's just that strong where he's manhandling people with one hand?
Yeah, that's regular black strength.
Yeah. So I can imagine how strong he is as a vampire.
Yeah, exceptionally. But yeah, like I said, this is the beginning of the blaxploitation horror movement that became a pretty big thing.
I wonder if women know that don't help. Like, if there's a fight going on and you're just screaming.
Oh, like, no, it doesn't.
Not helping me. She's like, look out, bitch, which direction?
Yeah.
Grab something.
If anything, it distracts me more and makes it easier to hit.
Yeah.
I like this Dracula.
Me too.
You got a Quaker Oats man thing going on.
I feel like the sound packages in cinema were trash in the 70s. Like some of the thuds and thuds. Yeah, they terrible.
You didn't like the sound? I like the sound.
Like when they're fighting, you don't feel like some of that shit was kind of like.
No, it's a little '60s Batman.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, exactly.
The thwomp.
Yeah.
Is he dreaming?
No, now he's going to get locked away for 200 years and wake up. A hunger
for human blood. Was that the thing? Like you get bit and then they got to just incubate you?
No, but he's, I think, being extra mean to him because he's black.
Oh, okay.
He's still racist, even though he's just already a vip. Okay.
You shall be Blackula.
So they wanted to make sure black people knew this was like
a black vampire.
A black movie. So for some reason the posters all have like slavery references, even though there's nothing like it in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
I think they wanted people to think that it was Dracula killing like almost like Django.
Yeah.
So for some reason the some of the advertisements make it look like he's gonna beat up like slave traders.
Yeah. That's kind of cool.
We'll watch helpless and dying until the black flesh rots from your bones.
God, it must have been so great to be able to just be an actor in the 70s and get to say crazy shit.
Yeah. Black flesh rots.
Now you got to beat DiCaprio to get the pass.
Literally, yeah.
Or Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Yeah,
he said shit.
But he said the N word in the longest yard.
He did. Oh yeah,
he did. I was like, it's Stone Cold. It's fine.
Yes, he did.
Mm-hmm.
No,
I'm sure Chris Rock wrote it for him.
Let me out.
A ton of wrestlers are in the longest yard. Khali's in it.
Yep.
Goldberg's in it. Nash is in it.
Mm.
Joey Coco Diaz is in it.
Yeah. I love that movie.
It's classic.
But they didn't bite her, though.
No. They left her to die.
And she just opened the thing?
Yeah, they left her to be buried next to him.
Uh-huh.
So his curse is that he had to live forever.
Yeah.
And her curse is that she has to die next to him.
Yeah. But hopefully she was smart enough to lift it up, let him out, and get bit, too.
Yeah, and then live together for eternity and damnation, right?
That's I like this beat, though.
Pretty sick.
Yeah. This sounds like something Freddie Gibbs would rap to.
Yeah, all of it. Yeah. He has. When he started going with that aesthetic heavy, I was like, that was a good.
That was smart.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of fucking style. They got a blaxploitation movie called That Nigger Charlie.
Is it about a nigga named Charlie?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it is. Yeah,
what is he doing?
It's ER too. I don't know. I just think it's. I think he's like a detective or something like that.
No.
There's also a Boss N-word hard ER.
Really? Yeah, Boss nigger.
And there's a song, Boss. And it goes exactly like you think it does. And it does the trailer say it 80,000 times? And Boss.
And it's a white dude's voice or?
No, it's a black narrative.
Oh, okay.
Yo, they really stink it.
Milk that shit. Damn. Ironically, milking the N-word.
DZ, just getting to know you. Mm-hmm. But what scared you as a kid? What did you grow up? What horror stuff did you grow up with?
Grew up on like Freddy and Jason, Freddy Krueger and shit. I grew up.
How old are you?
29.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So that was those series, Scream, I Know What You Did Last Summer. They're all goofy now that I watch them or older, but
I think the first Scream really holds up.
Yeah, Scream was good. First Scream was still solid.
I think the first of all of them hold up. You know a movie I think was slept on? The Faculty.
I like the Faculty.
The Faculty is a great movie.
Yeah, it is.
Faculty's Robert Rodriguez.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Faculty's Robert Rodriguez. Nobody fucking puts that together. Yeah. That's why it's so fucking good.
We only watched it because Usher was in that bitch.
Yeah.
Oh, that's why I watched it. I was like, this thing is acting.
What's his name? Josh Hartnett. He was in a lot of Elijah Wood was in it.
Mm-hmm. Elijah, yeah, he was.
Josh Hartnett got a couple of good horrors under his belt. What is it? 30 Days a Night or something like that?
Yep, 30 Days a Night. I study, I would count.
Mm-hmm.
That was like, you know, genre movie.
Yeah.
There was that Troll Doll movie. You guys remember that? I don't know if it was a horror movie, but they were like frightening these little troll dolls. They had like all types of different hair, and it would be sticking up. They came alive, and they like haunted people.
I can't think of that.
What's the name of that shit, man?
He was in it?
No, I don't think Josh Hartnett was in it. Or, yeah. He's like, nigga, why you bring that up then?
All right, so one of the only things that really ages the poorest about this is two gay guys buy the house that Dracula had.
Yeah.
So,
which
this
ones
is a version,
are the gay guys? All of them?
This is the interpretation of gay in 1972.
Yeah.
This is the blaxploitation version of gay white.
Perhaps yeah.
If I subtract another 10%?
15.
Very well.
Consider your deal closed. We'll take everything.
Wait, so they're the couple, and then that's the broker.
If you please.
And they're saying, yeah, Dr. Van Helsing destroyed the house. So we're assuming Dracula locked Blackula up. Eventually, Van Helsing destroys everything. The house has been abandoned. And Blackula's been locked away for 200 years.
Count Dracula was no legend. He was terribly real.
Oh, I know. I've seen all of his movies. I'm a real fan.
Where have I seen this guy? This guy's been in another movie, the white dude.
Is there anything else? You know, like secret.
What is the? Can I ask a dumb question?
What?
What is the benefit of the cigarette holder? Not to get cigarette on your fingers?
I don't know.
Because it looks cool.
Yeah.
But I don't understand the function.
I think it is that so you don't like your hands don't smell like smoke and stuff.
So you can smoke it down all the way.
Yeah. Why don't they use that with weed? I would use that with
weed.
Some
people do. I met a few people in California who do shit like that.
I would definitely do that. I'm going to start doing that shit.
Yeah.
Cigarette holder?
Mm-hmm. Cigarette holder, but for fucking pre-rolls and shit.
I became a fancy boy. I bought a nice cigarette case to put my pre-rolls in.
Mm.
Nice.
I keep a little metal case now.
I had one. I lost it, though. I like that.
Yeah, because I've been doing the pre-done cones.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a six shooter. Oh. So you just, you can pack six in.
Okay.
And then you spin it.
I seen that.
Because somebody came home from Skankfest with too much weed.
Damn.
I need to start rolling joints and giving them away.
Does it grind it up too?
No, you grind it first.
Mm.
So it's like a weed roller, but like it can roll six.
Yeah, it's like a big tube.
Yeah.
And it's got holes for six pre-rolls in it. And you stuff them in, and then you put weed in the top, and you spin it and bat it down, and it packs it.
I used to grind my weed up in a coffee grinder.
Nah, for real?
Mm-hmm. The joint you hold down, like, vroom, vroom. Actually,
get
nice and fine. Oh, hell yeah.
Your coffee ever tastes like fucking weed? Like,
it don't matter.
Yeah, I've been doing THC coffee in the morning when we were in Washington, D.C. Shout out District Elixir. The fucking excellent dispensary over there gave me a bunch of these little syringes with liquid THC in them.
Yeah.
And I do it in my coffee in the morning. Phenomenal.
A couple of drops?
No, you put the whole syringe in. It's about 20 milligrams.
Shit. And do you feel like you're on an upper and a downer at the same time? Or you?
No, it's a nice way to start your day.
Okay. Because I drink coffee and smoke weed, and I feel like that's close, but like maybe not the same thing.
No, it's about,
yeah.
Know that chintzy guest bed we have in the living room?
Yeah.
Is he not the guy in Night at the Roxbury? Am I tripping?
That's way later.
No, you're thinking about Nick Kattan or Chris Kattan?
Chris Kattan, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. This guy, he looks so familiar. Like he's in something else in the 80s.
There's probably
this is 72, so this is way older than you feel like.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So you find a coffin, you're not just opening it willy-nilly.
No. Fuck that.
Never.
I'm putting it out on the curb, then I'm letting people open it, and then I'm claiming what's inside. Mm-hmm.
I would ask them to remove it before I bought the property.
Yeah.
Like,
ouch. Don't panic.
Plus, now this might just be the... This might be the cheapo in me.
Mm-hmm.
Find a coffin like that. In your first thought, I could probably sell this.
Yeah, that too. Yeah.
That's worth a lot of money.
Yeah.
Because coffins are way more money than you think, and then you find out it's like some kind of vintage. Sell it to some weird gothic person.
Whoa. Yeah. Imagine what a good year is like in the life of a coffin salesman. You know what I mean? Like COVID. Yeah. Like
a lot of child size this year. Those are expensive, and those sell for a lot, and they don't cost a lot.
Yeah.
Pretty much the shoe boxes.
It's pretty badass, dude. Have you ever seen like any of the news stories when funeral homes will get caught fucking around?
Like what? Please tell me this because I know there's got to be some like supply and demand going on. Like,
well, so funeral homes will get caught. Like I know one got caught burying it because like custom coffins are way more expensive,
right?
And I know a few have been caught like burying tall people without their legs. Like they cut them off at the shin.
That's probably gonna be me,
because a long coffin's more expensive.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Yeah.
But there was another one I remember reading about a few years ago, where they just got backed up.
Uh-huh.
So they were just throwing old bodies in, and not burying the new people yet because they had like such a turnaround.
Yeah. Were they like making them roommates and then burying them? Like,
yeah.
Oh my god, bro.
Oh my god. But how did they sneak the body back in?
They would do the service, and then they would throw another body in with it.
Wow.
Bro, that's insane, bro. That's not a business I'd want to be in. Fuck.
Wait, why was his hair long? Like, what? If you're... Like, vampires don't age, and their hair don't grow. I watch a lot
Whose hair grew?
That's Blackula. His eyebrows grew.
His I think that's just vampire.
I was going to say, I think they remained.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean when he transformed? Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I think he just got more vampiric.
Yeah, yeah. Vampiric. I'm glad
he
said
got,
that.
Got weird ass beard, vampiric. Whatever the fuck that is. Yeah. The patch on the side of his face.
Yeah.
Cyber's got thick as shit.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
The cyber's attached to the mustache. That was always a no for me. Dude.
I didn't understand that.
Yeah. Is this where the Daywalker came from? Is this how Blade came about?
It's Blade Dad.
Dude, I mean, what a funny sketch that would be, is Blade having to go home to Blackula. No son of mine. that would be...
That's hilarious.
That would be such an SNL sketch with Eddie Murphy as Blackula.
Wait, he didn't break the gay dude?
What?
He didn't bite the other gay dude?
Well, he's still black. He's homophobic.
He's like, ah!
Yeah, he spits the blood out.
He's like,
no, this is the 70s. This is 8 years before he's going to be afraid of their blood.
Yeah. HIV. Yeah.
Tastes like white Zinfandel.
That is a pretty gay thing to be drunk off of.
It probably tastes like Moscato or some shit.
Now he for real looked like an Ethiopian prince or some shit, king.
So they did a promotion when the movie came out to like boost numbers that gave free entry opening night in certain theaters to anyone that came with a cape.
Ooh, okay. They should do that again.
And I feel like in 1972, they really knew their black audience was like, I bet they've got a cape.
They do.
Yeah. I bet somebody in that house has a cape.
Yo, you had to have a cape.
We were in capes in the 70s, weren't they?
James Brown.
Yeah,
function. Everybody loved James Brown. Yeah.
That's like now when you see a black guy dressed as the Joker for Halloween, I'm like, you had a purple suit at home already. You had that suit. That's from, you got.
I got a purple suit, but it's like this color.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, you had a purple suit, and you just went, I can buy makeup. I can
Where you from, Monroe?
I'm in Philly.
Philly, okay.
Yeah. He just go back to sleep.
Yeah,
he got the itis. Yeah.
That's kind of hilarious. He's laughing and going back in the coffin.
It's just him in the coffin with his hand down his pants, snoring.
Yeah. Did he go on to do like other things? He has like a real stoic classic.
So yeah, he did, well obviously he did look. Scream Blackula Scream.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he did that too.
That's the sequel.
That's the sequel.
I mean, he was working. I know he was in Maverick in 1994. He was on an episode of Star Trek.
Oh, word.
A lot of these people are working actors.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I could see. This seems like something that can get you work though. Like it's
tragic. These things are always so very tragic, but I can perhaps.
Wow, this guy didn't have no friends.
Nope.
Three people showed up, and they don't even look like they want to be there.
It can be expanded to accommodate any number of owners.
Well, I guess they're shopping.
This sometimes happens, please. It's only a reflex.
Dude, I watched a fucking reel the other day about death burps, and it freaked me out. So it was a coroner talking about somebody asked, do corpses fart? He's like, yeah, constantly. Because you fill up with gas. Basically, your body at all times, the way he explained it, is you have good bacteria and bad bacteria. When you die, the good bacteria dies. And the bad bacteria stays, and that's what starts to rot you.
Yeah.
But he said basically, like, there's a few days after you die where the bad bacteria is, like, fully in charge. And you're just farting. Just long, nasty. Jeez. But he said you also, they call it,
Rick and
the death rasp.
Yeah.
So like, it's not a burp, but you just go.
And then
because it's these huge burps.
Like weeks after death.
Days.
Days. Okay. Whoa, damn. Dude, that's fucking.
I fart like a lot when I wake up in the morning, so I'm probably dead.
Yeah. It's a little death.
Yeah.
You fart in your sleep though?
No. When I wake up, it's like. For like a good 30 seconds.
Damn.
Like a long just.
Burping too.
That's how my lady know I'm up.
She's hearing you farting.
She's like, babe, you hungry?
I be farting in my sleep. Not gonna hold you.
My wife treats me like a little kid, and when I have a bunch of farts in her house, she'll be like, "Do you have to use the bathroom?" And I'll be like, "Maybe." She's like, "Are you trying to wait it out?" I'm like, "Maybe."
You gotta wait till it get right there.
Yeah. She's like, "Are you?" She just knows that I'm like cooking. And she's like, all right, that's enough.
Turtlenecking.
Probably the result of a fall. And you say you didn't embalm.
Yes,
sir. Dude, I don't know how people stay. I'm nervous trying to think of not moving that much. And he's doing a pretty okay job of being dead.
Yeah.
Because that freaks me out. Like,
just blow your eyes,
holding your breath that long. I've never been good at playing dead in anything. I always try to die off camera and shit. Like, wherever I land.
But you know when they cut, he's fucking breathing again, or they cut back to him.
Yeah, but still, I would have such a fucking... Because I get, like, people love to put it up online, like, SVU, the dead body, you can see him breathing and shit. And it bugs me, and I would hate to be... I would hate to fuck up a take. Now, mind you, I have ruined so many takes in so many movies by snoring.
What do you mean?
Oh, I fall asleep.
On set.
And then you're snoring?
Because you're just there so long?
Yeah, because I work on crazy movies where we're there for like 18 hours a day.
Yeah.
And I'll be in the scene, or I'll be not in the scene, and I'll walk away and fall asleep. And they'll be in the middle of a take, and sound will yell cut, and they'll be like, I hear someone snoring.
Yep. Fucking Zach.
I have fallen asleep on camera, though.
Yeah. That's fucking crazy, bro.
Once I was supposed to be dead in a shot. And once I had a really long day and I was ADing something. And it was like a big crowd shot. And there was supposed to be homeless people.
Yeah.
And there was a girl in like this like crazy deformity makeup, but she didn't have anybody with her. And I went, I got this. And I just took my shirt off. And I had boots on. And I laid down next to her so that just my feet were poking out from cardboard boxes. So it just looked like a fat guy asleep under boxes.
Yeah.
And then I just went to sleep
actually
for the shots. And I know at one point the DP figured it out because he lifted up my boxes. And he goes, you motherfucker. He's like, I really need you tonight.
You didn't fuck it up. You're a method actor, bro. You fucking
really needed you. And you put yourself in the shot because like, he knew it was the one place you could fall asleep and nobody can bother you. And I was like, yep.
That playing dead
shit
is hard.
18 hours a day, right?
Yeah, some of those shoots are a little rough.
I had to play dead once with my eyes open, and that was the most difficult thing because
you gotta
those lights are too fucking bright, bro. And I just kept fucking it up.
So he sees this chick who he thinks is his wife from when he was a African.
But it's not. It's just that.
It's the same actress. Okay. And he thinks it's. First, he thinks it's her, and then he's going to think it's her, like, incarnation.
What does he do? Does he hypnotize her? He does cheater. That little hypnotized thing.
We'll find out.
Okay.
We'll get there.
No.
Just throw your purse, though?
Yeah. How the fuck's he going to get in the house or get anywhere?
Yeah.
Oh, don't worry. I'll leave him that card with all my information
on
it.
Yeah. And my money. And possibly my weapon that I could have defended myself with.
How many people, you think the average American had an ID on them in the 70s?
I don't know, but when did he shave?
That's a good question.
Yeah.
I guess maybe it was supposed to be that his hair grew while he was dead and now he's shaved at some point.
Scared the hell out of me. Where did you come from? Are you all right? What the hell you run in front of my cab for? Can't you see, man? I'm lost.
Look at her not taking no responsibility. Just straight up. What the fuck is wrong with you?
They've been doing this forever.
Uh-huh. Well, it's really funny because it's her.
Imbecile.
Very like.
Who the hell you calling an imbecile?
It's her very like Pam Grier blaxploitation performance against this like real King of Cartoons motherfucker. I love that her hat just says yellow cab.
Yeah.
In case you forgot what she drove.
Yeah. At first I thought it was she was a cop.
Really?
Yeah, because it was so dark.
I
mean, she's got
to be around here somewhere. I thought the same thing.
Yeah.
I bet you she's worried right now and looking for you. So why don't you just bag over me and go get her? I bet she's worried to death about you. So I bet she's called every hospital around. Now listen, you take your hands off of me. I don't know you.
That's
how you feel when your girl be talking too much, though, right?
She's just out here turning people.
Yeah.
Just raw dogging everybody. Just out here. Just.
I like how she's still running, like 30 minutes late.
She's like, oh, shit.
My bag.
My spare key.
I don't trust shit like that. Leaving the key somewhere, like when people have like the fake rock and shit. I feel like people have an eye for that. I feel like that's something you train to find.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You just make it easier for people.
Man.
You leave that shit with a neighbor.
Mm-hmm.
And hope you could trust that motherfucker.
But then you got somebody to blame if anything happens.
That's true. Mm-hmm. That is very true.
And now the same apartment every person has in 1972.
Yeah.
I grew up in a house with wood paneling like that.
Me too, but not in all the rooms, just like the bedroom and the basement.
Tina, get the chain. It's me. Michelle. Thank God. What are you doing with that knife? Sorry. Get in. What's wrong with you? Tina, what happened? Man tried to attack me. He got my purse, I'm sure of it. He got my keys and all my
You kind of threw your purse, though. Like,
yeah, you did give him the thing with your name and probably your address.
It's all right. It's okay. It's all right.
She's wearing a cape, too.
Yeah.
No.
I didn't even realize
it's a good marketing plan.
Mm-hmm. Yo, this beat kind of going too.
Yeah, this is.
I gotta be honest. Shit. I'm really enjoying this.
Yeah.
I'm genuinely enjoying this.
Fire.
Oh, I don't think it was a sideburns. I think he just got like really prominent cheekbones.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Okay. No, never mind.
Or it's a mustache.
Jesus Christ, bro. This guy.
They just didn't know how to light black people back in the day.
That's a fact.
That's now.
Yeah.
That's now, really? Still?
Oh, dude. That's the amount of sets I'm on
Where you just blend in with the background and all that shit?
Where, like, and especially because I'm so fucking white. If I'm in a scene with a black dude, I literally watch the DP, like, try to go blow his brains out.
Do you ever walk over there and be like, yo, just do this?
Like, well, it's a lot of DPs don't know how to light me because of my glasses. And the amount of DPs that are like, hey, can you do the scene without your glasses? I'm like, no. I need to see.
Yeah.
To act. That's fucking, like, yeah. Can you do your job?
Yeah.
Blind?
Be a technician. Like, fucking.
And the anti-glare stuff don't work no more?
It depends. It depends on how they light it.
Sam here?
But yeah, especially like film school and stuff, you'll definitely meet DPs, and then you're like, hey, wasn't there another, like, you'll get your footage and be like, hey, wasn't there a black guy in this movie?
Well, then we had to cut him out.
They
or no, no, you're watching
shit.
The footage,
yeah,
and there's just nobody there.
Oh.
Thought you worked nice.
And I feel like, do you feel like they never address it in film school because they don't want to have an awkward moment with the class? So I'm like,
no, you know what? I bet...
Now
it's discussed
different.
More. Yeah. But I remember, I want to say we might have talked about it.
Yeah. It's just lighting different shades of people. Like, they don't, you know.
I want to say we talked about it because I went to film school and I had my buddy's dad. My buddy was in my, I had a buddy named Naren, and his dad was some type of like real progressive, like, figure. And I know his dad was in entertainment. His dad got writing credit on the Rodney Dangerfield rap album.
He had a rap album?
Yeah.
There, Rodney had a rap song.
I didn't know.
And
that.
My buddy's dad got a credit on it. That's but I want to say he brought up lighting black people when we first started lighting. Mm-hmm. And we had like a long discussion about it.
I know in Insecure, that was one of their thing that they're like praised for.
Yeah, knowing
that
how to
the
light,
black
yeah.
people are lit so well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's something always noticed that, because I feel like there's a fear of making black people look too dark that I feel like Jordan Peele embraces.
Yeah.
Like, oh, almost makes them look like darker. And that, but then. The way it's like the way he uses highlights.
Yeah,
yeah,
he knows what he's doing. I don't know how he does that. He definitely that guy Daniel Kaluuya is
yeah.
He seems like a hard person to light. Depending
some of those shots in fucking Nope him in the dark are wild.
Yeah. I thought
I was really impressed.
Like, I thought it was because I was watching the file sharing version on his website. I was like, is it too dark because of the type of? But maybe he did it like that on purpose.
You said the file share version?
Yeah, because I tore it. Like I usually tore it a movie. I watch it at my friend's house or something like that. I'm like, is it just because I did this version of it? Why it's so dark? Or is it really like that?
Mm. It could be your screen. It could be if there's a lighting source behind you.
Yeah. The room is badly lit. But Batman was so washed out in darkness. Like, the new one, even in theaters, I was like, God damn. Like,
I hated that movie, though.
It's too long.
Yeah.
I don't care.
It was boring. I thought it was so beautiful and cinematic, but I was like, this shit is boring and it's too dark most of it. Yeah.
I'm real pumped for the announcements James Gunn put out.
About,
the next whatever. He put out, like, whatever's going to be the next DC phase.
Okay.
In that new James Gunn. He's the new DC head. He said, from now on, all DC properties, other than standalones like Batman, Joker, etc., is going to be all canon.
Okay.
TV, movies, video games, everything's canon, one storyline.
Yeah.
If you are an actor in the movie and that character's in the cartoon, your voice in the cartoon.
Okay.
You are cast as that character across every platform.
Did they say why they canceled the Batgirl movie?
No, he didn't say that. I think they're just going in a completely different... I think...
Batgirl's always bad, though.
I think... Well, it's shot
but the
already.
Girl that was playing Batgirl was bad.
Who was it?
Yeah.
I didn't even know who it was.
And Brendan Fraser was the bad guy.
Yeah, he's Firefly.
Well, that sounds risky.
I think they're just redoing everything. And I think this new Flash movie is going to kind of fuck with the timeline and allow it.
You something. What is it? I thought they kind of...
No, I think they're going to put out that Flash finally.
Okay.
Why won't they make Batman Beyond?
Oh, I... like. So, James Gunn, he announces all this shit. One, they're going to do a Swamp Thing horror movie. Love it. New Batman.
This girl, Leslie Grace.
Very pretty.
Oh, she is hot.
Yeah.
New Batman. Robin is Damian Wayne, who they've never done before.
Good.
One of the Wayne's brothers?
No. That's Batman's
Bruce Wayne,
son.
Bruce Wayne's son.
Okay, Damian Wayne.
Yeah.
Which, if they go by, his mom's Talia al Ghul.
Mm-hmm.
So that Ra's al Ghul and all that cool, like,
they come back.
Mystic shit.
Yeah.
He seemed pretty tough. He basically gave, like, a video where he's like, these are 10 things we've got coming out.
Okay.
Mr. Swinson?
And it's all tied together.
They probably got them all cast. I'm trying to...
Oh, I'm sure they do.
Getting them.
Or I'm sure they're having meetings.
Oh, when Rob when he said Rob Pattinson was playing Batman, I was like, this is Batman Beyond. He's going to be Terry McGinnis.
Me too. I thought it was going to be that. And then I watched it. I was like, boo.
Yeah, Detective Batman. I was like,
so I actually think Ben Affleck would have been a great old Batman.
Yeah,
me too.
I think so. Because he's not a good young Batman to me.
Yeah. I think... He's 10 years out of being the perfect age to be that older, I'm retired Batman.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't go to work today. We're having a locks change because she thinks he got her purse.
Next year, we move to the suburbs.
Mm-hmm. Like we did.
You know what's crazy? That dude is probably 26.
Like, dude, that's the stress of racism just ages you.
You know, I never thought about that. I was like, why do these dudes in the NBA look so old?
Yeah.
It's like the times are different, though, for real.
Dude, I think about that even with, like, wrestlers. You'll see, like, Typhoon in the Royal Rumble.
Yeah.
And be like, he's 23 here.
Dude. Jesus, that's hairline gone way back.
Yeah.
They had to deal with so much shit.
Or, like, the cast of Cheers are in their, like, late 20s in the first season.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's
wild. I thought they were all, like, 30, like, mid-30s.
Bro, they're young.
Mid-30s, bro.
They're like, young.
Damn. They shouldn't have said that.
Yeah. People come here to dance provocatively.
Yeah.
Sorry. I can't not say it. It's my favorite.
That like Tracy Morgan, though, right?
A little bit.
A little bit, yeah.
With a chin, with a good chin on it.
I don't like that their clothes look like scrubs.
Yeah, they're the funky nurses. What are you talking about?
Oh, the funky nurses.
Yeah.
They play every week here at 7 and 9 o'clock.
Well, it was crazy because when they were in the hospital, the doctor had on a fucking turtleneck looking fly with a hospital gown. Yeah. I was like, what the fuck? Flared pants.
Weird question.
What?
The first porn you guys saw, was it black porn?
Yeah.
Nah, it was definitely some white shit for sure. Yeah.
Like video porn, black. Pornographic image, white, because it was those cards with the ladies with the big ass titties.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm talking about?
It always start like, so Playboy, obviously, and then you'd see that type of shit. And then I would see like BET Uncut and then other stuff for that. Obviously, I liked, but when it got on porn, I had to like, there were some times where I didn't really like watching. I didn't like watching two black people fuck. I didn't know why. Because I was like, I know it's gonna happen. He's gonna get his dick sucked for like 10 minutes. Then he's gonna turn it around. He's gonna clap it from back shots for like another 25 minutes. It's so much, but like when you watch the white shit, I'm like, oh, they get crazy.
Yeah.
So I'd be like, I'd watch like, you know, the like either a white dude fucking a white chick or like a black dude fucking a white chick. But I would never watch a black chick like sucking up a white dude. I'd be like, I don't like this.
Yeah.
But I would watch
it. Like Back to the Future?
Yeah.
You got to see this. You know you can lick the pussy?
Yeah. It's literally, I couldn't do it. I
love that black porn was too vanilla for you.
Yeah, you remember I said that? I know what to expect sometimes. It is never anything crazy.
By the first porn tape I ever saw was all black, like,
yeah,
really black.
Yeah, like Tim's on.
Why you say really black like that?
It was like
black, so black, black. You couldn't even see.
It was hood.
Oh, so I don't really like the hood porn.
It was like a hood production.
Yeah.
Snoop Dogg,
something like it. But it was the girls looked, and I don't know a better term for it. They looked like drugged. They
look
like goofy.
They look hot. Yeah.
And it was like a hood.
I know what you mean.
My friend Tony Tijali gave it to me in a Mr. Bean case.
Tony Tijali.
So that I could sneak it home and say I was watching Mr. Bean.
He's like, I'm watching Mr. Bean.
And I think it's a fact because I've always had an affinity.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't figure out if it's maybe that was like a big deal.
Yeah.
Like that was like the
tell
first
you,
time
bro, Italians, man.
Yeah. I think I was the first kid in my family. I was the definitely first one in my family to date a black chick.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it went around the horn quick.
Yeah.
I had uncles calling.
Yo, what's
were they mad or were they like?
With questions.
There's like
queries.
Yeah.
What does her ass feel like?
Yeah, a lot of descriptive questions.
Was she cute?
She was like a goth, she was like a
hipster black chick kind of.
No, like very like the like
wore a lot of black and black and lipstick.
Like the
black,
yarn accessories.
She had like, the braids like with the yarn hair, braided.
But very goth.
But goth, okay.
So like neon colors.
Oh wow. Yeah.
Lots
oh,
of piercings.
Yeah. That's what I would call a hipster black chick. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But that's not hipster. That's
yeah, that she was like an industrial goth kind of chick. Yeah.
Okay. I feel that.
A lot of piercings, a lot of
Yeah. She had pierced nipples.
Did she have the platform boots?
Oh, big, yeah.
She said it's goth, yeah.
That, okay.
Yeah, I didn't know I could talk to those girls when I was young.
Yeah.
I went to high school with them, and I'm like, I don't
They would
know
love
what
for
to
you
say.
To talk to them.
Yeah.
But you wasn't looking at, you was like, you looking
no, some
at fucking.
Of, nah, some of them.
Some of them were cute.
Some of them were bad.
The ones in my school weren't, and I was like an anime nerd. I was one of those black kids that was into anime and shit. Like, I liked a lot of different shit, but I wasn't like. I wasn't so, like, I feel, like, geeked out that I was, like, doing shit like that. Yeah. So I was just like, nah, I just want a regular hot chick like everyone else in school. But but I was a low-key, like, you know, like hipster nerd, weirdo kind of, you know what I mean?
Nah, I feel
like. But, like, it was more mental than aesthetically. Like,
yeah. He was like, I'm keeping this to myself.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was a little older than me. I'm still friends with her. She transitioned.
To what?
She's a gentleman now.
Oh.
is she a man that's a gentleman? She's just like a she's a gentleman. She's a fucking
that's a boy now. It's hard for me to word it
but
right.
You said gentleman.
No, it's just funny that you said gentleman. Yeah,
like,
gentleman.
Like, by the way, look at this guy's dick in his fucking tight pants. He's dressing to the left. He's really dressing to the left. That's really making me laugh. they're a guy now. I have trouble wording it right because I only met them as a girl.
Yeah.
I feel like gentleman
no,
is solid.
When you said gentleman, I was like, oh, like dapper, like knows how to treat a lady.
Because she can transition to a man and be a piece of shit.
Yeah.
Totally, you know what I mean?
Smacking holes.
Yeah. A lot of it makes sense now, though.
Wow.
Like, looking back on the relationship, a lot of the fact that they were a dude that I didn't realize was a dude makes sense because, like, their asshole did a lot of the heavy lifting.
Okay.
For no other reason other than preference.
Yeah.
And now I'm like, oh, yeah. You're getting fucked in your man ass.
You ever see him and is like, yeah, I used to
rail
that dude.
Yeah.
You think that? Like, I used to fuck the shit out that dude.
So now she's just a gay man?
Yeah. No, I think they're kind of a little,
like, bi?
They fuck everybody, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Pansexual kind of.
Yeah.
But yeah, they got top surgery.
Wow.
And they have like a little fucking Mr. T Mohawk thing going on.
Wow.
Cool. They came to see me at the comedy store and they were super cool.
No.
That's dope.
They were very, very, very cool.
Why don't you say he?
I don't know. It's like weird though.
You.
I guess
you're saying the right things though. Yeah. They were very cool.
Yeah.
I need to go back to the 70s and date some of these chicks, though.
That's what I'm looking at.
I'd be like, damn, bro.
Every single one.
Every single
got
one.
Camera
bro.
Time.
Fire. Even the photographer.
Yo. Like, every single one.
Yeah, these girls are all gorgeous.
They're making it obvious that they're not dancing to any music at all. You know, because, like, a lot of the times on set, you obviously know that.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
doing a Harlem Shake.
So what?
Yeah.
So what I like to do when I'm doing scenes with dancing background extras is I give them all a song to be thinking of.
Yeah.
Mm. Because there's certain songs you like. Because you obviously when you're on set, unless your director is like prolifically good, he will already have music cleared or he knows what music he wants.
Yeah.
Like James Gunn, we were just talking about when he does the Guardians movies.
Yeah.
He does a playlist of songs he wants or songs that set the mood of what he wants. On the movies I work with, let's say they're not going to think about it until the movie's done.
Yeah.
So I have certain, like, jump in the line from Beetlejuice. If we're having a party scene, boom.
Yeah.
And then the thing I do is there's people dancing.
Jump in the line.
Everybody loves it.
I believe
everybody loves
know
it.
That song.
You don't. You never watched.
I probably heard
Harry
Belafonte.
That's the shit she dances to at the end, and she starts flirting.
Bum, 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 bum,
I never
bum.
Remember the soundtracks, bro.
And then the other one I always do when there's a dancing and I really get people going is fucking White Stripes, Seven Nation Army. Bum, 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 bum. Because that's all you need to remember, and nobody will fuck it up.
Okay. So she's just she's just wearing a bathing suit while she
hangs out in a dark room.
Yeah.
Drinking a beer.
Yep.
It's a good life.
But just so sexy and poised and feminine and all that shit. You're just like, damn. That painting's fire.
Yeah?
I'm trying to, was that a core? I wanted to see what it was so bad. Yeah.
So much of a process is removed from so many different mediums now. It's
like, I had to learn how to develop film like this.
Yeah, in a room like, shit, I was so lucky, man.
Yeah, I took photography in high school, and we had to do it in the dark room.
So fucking cool. I did not start enjoying school at all until I took a fucking film elective in 10th grade. I was like, high school's not that bad. Like,
no. Failing at everything. Doing things you were actually interested in.
I was like, this is cool, bro.
Yeah, I learned photography in the dark room. I learned how to edit on a Steenbeck with the razor blade.
That's so crazy. I remember you telling me, yeah, it's fucking nuts.
I had to learn all the physical shit. Old physical shit.
You're standing right next to her.
So, going with the trope that Draculas have no reflection, she now realizes.
Okay.
That you can't take a picture. Supposedly, you can't take a picture of.
But why is he only biting black people?
That's a good question.
I would be out here biting these whites.
Bite more whites.
At least haunting them, right?
Yeah,
like something.
Nothing.
Yeah.
He really is only biting. Is it? Oh, it's because he's looking for the woman that he loves, right?
But he don't gotta bite every bitch he meets.
Yeah, that's
God
true.
God damn. He ain't go to the suburbs not once.
Facts, bro.
It's like gangbangers, right? I hate saying gangbangers, but like they never go to the suburbs. They always in the hood.
Oh, I mean, lately they've been robbing celebrities, right? In their houses and shit.
Oh, a couple of them. A couple of the brave ones.
I watched the...
His cop had no white cop in the hood. He was like, damn, I came here to fucking sexually assault this lady.
He was on his way to his bookie's house.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I owe somebody $500.
Yeah, it's hard to ignore. That's a bad bitch you need right there. Like, oh, she's about to bite it. Oh, she biting white people.
She turned quick.
There we go.
So does he got his powers move a lot faster now?
I guess so.
Because the first dude he bit.
She did the right thing, though. She bit a pig immediately.
Yeah.
Like, that's what she was supposed
to do.
Good
for her.
Yeah. No, crap, I didn't get it. Maureen.
Yes, sir.
Get Barnes. Tell him he better get his ass in here and fast.
Anything on that missing body report?
Nothing. No fingerprints, no signs of breaking and entering, not a thing. Who the hell would want a dead faggot?
Whoa. Okay.
Oh,
I mean, the fact that no one's ever sampled that.
Yeah. You know what I've got to do to get your permission to dig up a grave? Besides, you got something you don't want me to have, and I don't like it.
I just don't have it all.
Yeah, I guess that was really one of the first things that really aged this movie, huh?
Yo.
That was pretty 72.
Yeah. Who would ever want a dead faggot? Wow, bro.
There's a connection here.
Well, they spoke so honestly back then. Like,
yeah.
Give me a little more time. Give me that.
What a time to be alive.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I can watch like the Dick Cavett show with like Muhammad Ali. They just, I don't know, the discourse was just way more intelligent and like honest, I feel.
What's the sudden interest in ghouls?
Watching shit like that made me realize, like, oh, late night talk shows are bad. Like, I didn't get why they were saying it so much. I'm like, this is really bad.
Oh, back when they used to be real conversations?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, real conversations. Yeah.
I mean, that's what podcasts are for, though, right?
Yeah, yeah. That's where.
And especially if the person isn't afraid to get canceled.
Yes. You know? And a lot of people are, yeah.
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 You understand?
Yeah.
Dick Cavett, he's a funny motherfucker. He asks some honest questions, you know, like, even when they said the word Negro as a white host, you're just like, that was the times. It felt like it made sense, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, where it's, everyone's scared to, like, should I call you black or African-American? You're just like,
Negro.
We're going to dig up Billy's body.
Ghouls, vampires, now bodies. I take it back. We're not nuts. You are.
What's more, we're going to have to do it tonight.
Uh-uh. No, we're not. You ain't getting
this
nigga no gray guard to that.
No.
That, I mean,
they didn't say to her.
If that's not the beginning of a rap song, if that wouldn't be the sample before a beat drops,
you ain't getting that nigga a grave tonight. The way she said it was kind of cute.
Yeah. like she only agreed to do like one, two kisses.
Yep.
He's just going. He's just like, yo.
Yeah, he's going for broke.
What would you do in that situation, bro?
So we just talked about this on Bye Guys. Did you guys hear that the fucking kiss at the end of You People is CGI?
Yes, yeah, I did hear that. I saw that. Yeah, yeah.
That's wild,
dude.
That
is wild.
I didn't notice it when I watched it.
Me neither.
Why, though?
And then I rewatched it, and it's pretty obvious.
Yeah. Why, though? Is it because...
seeing someone.
Already?
Lauren Lund, I
just
think so.
Died. No, he's been there for
a while.
It's
either that or she's kissing him, not kissing him for that reason. Just for how his family might feel about it or something like that. Okay. I don't know. I'm just
I don't fucking know, dude. Yeah.
That is they never said why it was CGI?
I don't think, I just saw them explaining that it was.
And then when you watch it, you're like, oh, yeah, they don't kiss. That's weird.
Hello, Mama Wildy.
How do you do a romantic comedy? Movie? Yeah.
Yes, at the club. Really wild.
In the article I read, she has kissed other people on screen since then.
Yeah, she had.
Since he died.
Oh, since Nipsey Hussle died. Okay, yeah.
She has kissed other people on screen since he died?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, so it was just Jonah Hill.
Yeah, maybe it was Jonah Hill. Oh, okay. Maybe Jonah Hill seen someone.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't think he would ever
say he wouldn't give a fuck.
He would kiss
someone. It's a movie, bitch.
Yeah.
Let me try and help you understand.
And plus, Jonah Hill goes hard, dude. Because I was just watching. I'm upset. I love Wolf of Wall Street.
Yeah.
It's great.
And I always go deep on like behind the scenes shit.
Mm-hmm.
He was willing to eat the goldfish.
Oh.
And the PETA people wouldn't let him.
They're like, no.
They're like, no, you got to spit it out. He's like, I'll eat it.
Damn.
The scene where he fights with the guy who played Andrew Bernthal.
Oh, yeah. He actually.
They said that, like, they just couldn't get a good fake slap.
Mm-hmm.
And Scorsese was like, Jonah, you got one in you?
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, have a medic. And they have, like, a medic with ice next to him. He's like, you get one shot. And then Jonathan Bernthal's like, after we cut, you get one on me.
I wonder if he hit him back.
I don't know. I wouldn't hit him back. Jonathan Bernthal?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess you get one. You get the punch of Punisher?
Yeah, I would.
But
did
he go, like, full on?
No, I don't think
he just, like, pull it like wrestling. You know how they can fucking make it look real, but.
I think he hit him, but gently.
Yeah.
He hit him. Maybe open finger so it didn't hurt
like
that much.
Snap, like,
oh, yeah. I think Jonah Hill also got pneumonia on that movie from snorting all the fucking.
Oh, yes, he was real.
Fake cocaine?
It's like vitamin B something they use, I think. And he got pneumonia from it.
Damn. He really such goes in.
Shot. He nailed it, bro.
Yeah.
Donnie Hayes off.
Good for him.
It's so funny.
Now that makes sense why he's like really in therapy. He really takes it.
The way he's lost and gained to play roles, too, Matt, is very impressive.
Wait, did he hypnotize her yet? He hypnotized her? How did he get her so comfortable?
Come to me.
Laying that game on her.
Really? With love.
Yeah.
That well, Blackula Riz.
Yeah. Yeah, he can't use his tricks.
I will not.
He's like, look, I'll be your sugar daddy.
I will not return.
What you need? You living in this little apartment? I can help you.
I got a
you.
Castle.
Yeah.
He really does.
You can have any room you want, girl.
And the bedroom is to die for. Yeah. No,
I've lived again to lose you twice.
Mama Walde?
Mama Walde?
Stay with me.
Yeah.
She was just running from him.
Yeah.
I missed something.
No, I don't think so. I think
how the fuck
there's
is
a gap
not
in
scared?
Logic.
Okay.
It's like Stockholm Syndrome,
these
right?
These dudes are just, look at that. Like, they going all overboard. Mm-hmm. They're like, I got this young thing in my arms.
He's sweating, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, he must be sweating balls under all with all that shit on?
Mm-hmm,
under fucking real lights?
They not even, like, cut, dap him up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just, like, keep rolling.
Yeah, that's a sweaty man.
Yeah.
That dude is sweating crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Will you talk to me before I go out of my mind?
Don't sweat it, baby. We're almost there.
What do you expect to find anyway?
Nothing, I hope. Hold the light over here, will you?
Hurry up and let's get the hell out of here.
It's a very competent movie. Like,
I like it.
I'm genuinely enjoying it. Like, I know it's teetering between horror and comedy and action or whatever, and like the blaxploitation theme or whatever. But I don't know. It's fun, man.
Yeah. It's actually, when you really sit down and watch it, it's not that bad.
Because when you hear Blackula, I don't know about you guys.
You think a spoof immediately. Like.
So he can just sock a white vampire.
Yeah. White vampires apparently are pussy. Well, he's a gay, he's a gay white vampire. Yeah. He just starts sucking the steak.
He's like, ah!
Shoves it up his ass.
He's screaming, no. Don't kill him. After he just attacked him.
Yeah.
He wasn't alive or dead. We just put him out of his misery.
That also means he was stuck in there the whole time. That sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You think if Jordan Peele took a swing at some of these blaxploitation films, you think he could bring back some fire ones or some ideas? I think so.
I don't know. I didn't really
think
like
he
would
produce them. I think he
Nope
should
was different.
Them.
Nope. I didn't like it.
Yeah, it's a...
It was too discreet. I don't know.
See, I think people saw Nope expecting a horror movie.
Yeah, it wasn't.
And I think it was more like a love letter to, like...
Extraterrestrial.
Steven Spielberg and, like, the big summer movie. It felt like a big summer movie to me.
Yeah.
But it didn't feel like it when I was watching it.
Really?
Yeah.
Right. It did.
Like, there were certain parts of the movie where I was like, oh, this is amazing. Like, when fucking Alien... started bleeding over the house.
Yeah.
That shit was amazing. That was a great shot. I mean, he sucked everybody up from the thing. But certain parts, I was like, I don't get it.
There was maybe there's a few lapses. I definitely agree, but I feel like with movies like that, they're so original.
Mm-hmm.
Just in terms of like what's happening in it, like not the term of like aliens, but like it's hard. I feel like when people see that, they're just like, I'm not like a lot of feeling. I don't get it. I can't like relate to it and shit.
This trash bag came to Earth.
Yeah, started sucking up shit, and then black people own a farm with some horses in Kansas or somewhere.
And the little Asian dude.
It was random. The monkey shit was getting me when the monkey started tweaking out.
I would have loved to see more of the monkey.
Right.
Shit. Or not at all.
No, I know what you mean. That could have been a different movie.
Yeah, with the monkey, yes. It could have been,
Sam, you remember that lady cafe, Juanita Jones?
Was there a real monkey in the 70s that used to bring on a TV show that attacked people?
Probably.
Because that seems like something that would happen.
No, I believe that attack is based off of the lady that got her face ripped off that was on Oprah.
Okay. The one that was feeding her monkey, like, barbiturates and shit. Like, fucking Xanax.
Well, there was that lady, and then there was another couple that brought their monkey a birthday cake.
And the monkey just fucking...
And I think they brought
it in
an Elmo.
I don't like chocolate, bitch.
I think they brought in an Elmo doll.
Yeah.
And the red made it mad.
Oh,
so basically, and I apologize for repeating my monkey facts, which I've talked about on the show before.
Monkey facts.
I think chimps, at a certain age, you got to give them back.
Yes, I agree.
Because they get... No, I think it's like an official thing. Like, if you have one, you're supposed to give it to, like...
A sanctuary?
A sanctuary at a certain age. Because they get mean.
Yeah.
In whatever that phase of their life is, when they're like full grown, because they're territorial or whatever. So, like, they're cute for so long, then they get nasty.
Then they're like, wait, you ain't giving me no ass.
Yeah.
I've been dancing for all your friends and shit. I'm watching
your
real kids
give
back. Grow
up. But
then
people go and visit them, see their monkey.
Yeah.
And they're like, get over here, you little rascal.
And
the thing's like, give me a jaw, bitch.
Yeah.
Fuck, dude.
Which is what there's the one lady who was, like, giving the monkey barbiturates and, like, blowing it or whatever.
She was blowing the monkey.
I think there was some sexual stuff
going on. That monkey had a great life.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Fucking pills and blowjobs?
Yeah, talk about looking a gift horse in the mouth.
No. What the fuck, monkey?
But the other one, was like a couple, and they visited it, and they brought it a cake, and I think, or maybe they brought their monkey a cake, and another monkey got mad that it got a cake.
Yeah.
So there was a cake. I don't forget cakes.
Yeah.
Okay.
I got monkey facts and I know cake.
Yeah.
I'm going to remember.
The fucking cake. Did he eat the cake?
I don't know, but he fucked those people up.
Jesus
Christ. Wait, why is he sweating so much?
Maybe melting?
Bless you.
Thank you.
That is
kind of,
Oh, I think it's very apparent. So the sign is supposed to, see the sign says 30 degrees?
Oh, okay.
So I think it's supposed to be that they're in the morgue.
Okay.
And they're sweating in the freezer.
Oh, okay. I just don't get the time difference. Like, the girl changed quickly, but this one is just now changing. She's probably been dead for like 2 days.
All the other vampires all also have reflections, and you can see them.
Yeah.
The girl changed quickly.
They didn't really stick to vampire logic. Mm.
Wait, the girl that changed quickly was bit by Blackula, right?
Yeah.
But so was she bit by Blackula?
Yeah.
She was too? Okay.
Yeah, Blackula has been biting everybody.
Okay. I thought it was another one that he bit.
No rhyme or reason to it.
It's so funny that the girls always immediately bite a white dude. Yeah. It's so weird, bro.
I like that, though.
Yeah, but he just, I don't know. Why is he not biting these motherfuckers?
He's scared.
Because he's got fucking his princess on his mind.
That's true. Yeah. He's, yeah.
I want to go with you, but I'm afraid.
But I'm afraid.
You, it will not be
don't be.
Or painful.
This guy's like the black Sean Connery or something.
No.
No, he's got a lot of gravitas.
Yeah.
He's like Tony Todd.
Tony Todd.
Tony Todd's got that voice. Candyman.
Oh, yeah, okay, he does have it. He has a great fucking voice.
He's got that voice.
He creeped me the fuck out when I was a kid in that movie. Oh, my God.
Have you seen the, I guess it's a TikTok, the lady that found the other apartment behind her mirror, like Candyman?
No.
All right, so you know the bit with Candyman and Cabrini Green?
Yeah.
Is that it was those old Chicago tenements, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
They were built so shitty that if you broke out your medicine cabinet, you could go into the person next door's apartment.
Mm. Wow.
Like, the walls were that thin.
Yeah.
So that's the background for somebody comes and grabs you to the bathroom.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
It's because people would break into the building, go into an empty apartment, knock out your medicine cabinet, and sneak into your house to the bathroom.
Okay.
Oh, okay. And that's where
she still had an apartment like that.
There was a girl who moved in. It's like, and they kind of touch on it, funny enough, in the new Candyman.
Yeah.
The power of Christ compels you, bitch.
Yeah, this is. That's a powerful performance.
Yeah.
It really is.
So this girl's on TikTok. And she's like, my bathroom medicine cabinet has a movable back wall.
Yeah.
You know, stay tuned for part two. And then they move it, and you just see it to a whole other empty apartment.
Oh,
that's
shit.
Crazy.
And you go in, and she's walking through it, and you just realize the door's wide open to the apartment next door. And she's like, well, I'm glad I found this, so I know to seal up my fucking medicine cabinet with cement. Because literally anyone could have just went into this other apartment
and then went in her
and literally just, like, lightly punched into her apartment.
I saw that. It was terrifying.
That is very terrifying. That's like someone.
And they're
just
in the house.
Good thing our apartment is like our apartment, our medicine cabinet, like our bathroom is like on the other side of our living room.
Same.
So we're good.
Okay.
Man.
I get nervous about shit like that too, because my chick always forgets to lock the front door.
Yeah.
The amount of times I come home from like late gigs and it's like 3 a.m. I'm like, bitch, you went to bed with the door
and
open.
You can just open the. That's crazy.
That's wild.
It drives me fucking nuts.
And Chicago apartments are still like that.
Wow.
Sure. Is there a reason for building them like that? Was it just?
It's super cheap. I mean, it's just there's supposed to be so many feet in between, but I think it was just.
Yeah.
It was tenement housing.
Yeah.
Like, so we're talking about like public housing.
Yeah. They were projects.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the Clive Barker story the Candyman is based on is not like a black story.
Yeah.
They added all that for the movie.
Okay. But did they really burn a guy alive though?
No, that's all just
that's the movie.
Legend for the movie. Yeah. And it's combined with like the urban legend of the guy with a hook for a hand, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Everybody had hooks for hands back in
the day.
Did.
Yeah.
That came from the Ripper, right? In England?
No. They didn't have no extra hands. They didn't have that technology.
You're right.
A hook will do.
Yeah.
No, Jack the Ripper, a lot of people think was.
It was a cop.
Some people think that. Some people think he was a surgeon.
Yeah. No, I thought it came out that the guy confessed to some shit.
A bunch of people have confessed to it.
Oh, okay.
I believe. And if I'm wrong, I'm sorry. But because of the way he knew where organs were and how to remove, like, he knew shit.
Yeah.
That, like, not the average person would have known, especially then.
Yeah.
Like, he had certain skills that people tend to think he either went to medical school or was around dead bodies or something.
Mm.
And that, like, you know, at that time period, I mean, now I don't think you could walk up to somebody other than major organs and be like, where's my spleen?
Yeah.
But this guy knew where all the pieces went.
Okay.
You seem well informed.
At what point, like, of hitting major failure in your life do you decide, like, I'm going to confess to being the Ripper?
I don't know.
Right? Do you? I haven't done anything. Let me just tell the whole world.
I think it's a mental illness.
Oh, for sure,
people confess to, like, remember a few years ago, a guy confessed to killing JonBenet Ramsey, and then they extradited him from Thailand, and he didn't do it.
Right.
He was just nuts.
He didn't need it.
John Mark Carr.
Yeah.
He was just a creepy pedophile who was, like, obsessed with her.
Damn, bro.
He's like, I killed her in my mind.
Perhaps the modern vampire doesn't require a coffin. They are rather elusive, you know.
What's happening, everybody? What's going on?
Hey, now.
Skill. You gotta start wearing pants like that again, bro.
What, tight ass
just
pants?
Just them tight ass flare pants, bro. Got the cheeks popping out, all right.
Mm-hmm. No.
No.
You on your own, nigga.
What were you guys talking about? Vampires? Man, that man in the cape always talking about vampires and shit. That mama Walde wild.
I did Nancy the other night. Anybody seen Nancy?
What kind of cigarette is that?
That's weed.
Is it weed?
I think
that's a perfectly rolled fucking blunt, bro.
When you do see her,
I like that this song is still loud in the background.
Big Skillet has got something really groovy for her.
Skillet is a wild old black name.
Yeah, Big Skillet.
They stopped naming black guys Skillet decades ago.
I may name my kid Skillet.
Skillet?
Yeah, I like Skillet as a nickname.
That's so,
and
that's
I just
so
got
southern.
A cast iron skillet that I'm in love with.
Peanut. They still name him Peanut, though, in the South. Like, when I was going to school in Atlanta, like, they had so many nicknames. Pork Chop.
I had never met a pork chop.
Only met him because I was in Atlanta, bro. Mm. I swear. Peanut, pork chop.
A lot of peanuts.
Yeah.
Yeah. Peanut came if you were, like, short and skinny.
Mm-hmm.
Or
had a big head or something.
Yeah. Because it started off with Peanut Head, then this one, the Peanut.
Hey, Peanut.
I met a black guy named Skittles once.
Skittles? I believe you.
Wait, he's not in any of the pictures, so it's just like a...
He's putting it together.
It's just like a top half? Just like a floating
Mama
clothes?
Walde. Mama Walde.
It's a strong Yoruba name right there.
Mama Walde is with Tina. Wait, so he was in those pictures?
No, just the clothes were.
What are you trying to prove?
They mean nothing to me. No one matters but you.
I was just biting them holes.
I was going to get back to you.
Those other bitches, they was just sustenance. That would be a great excuse, though, when you get caught.
Yeah.
Like, I needed to survive.
Tina.
Come with me tonight.
My favorite excuse for cheating ever was when, I think it was DMX? Somebody was on one of those, like, celebrity wife things. I want to think it was DMX. And they went, why did you cheat? And he goes, I love pussy. I told you that day one.
He said that to the girl?
He said it to her in, like, couples therapy.
Yeah.
And it was the funniest fucking thing ever.
I mean, then it is her fault. He told you what it is.
Yeah, if on the first day of dating, the guy goes, hey, I just need you to know I love pussy.
I love
pussy. You should probably, and all pussy. Not, he didn't say I love your pussy so much. He said
I love pussy. I love pussy. So if it's offered, I'm going to take it.
Yeah, if a dude loves pussy, he doesn't really have a type either.
Is gunshot thunder?
Yeah, I just noticed that
the first shot was thunder.
So interesting.
The different studios, I think, back then all had different sound effects.
Yeah, they did, yeah.
But how did you recognize him? Chopped
him? What?
He chopped him?
I think so.
Didn't even
God
bite him.
Only knows. He calls himself Mama Walder. Where does he hang up?
Wait, why did the blood on the wall?
In a coffin around here somewhere.
Well, that's a very good question. Oh, no, that might be evidence?
Oh.
I can't tell.
I don't know. I tried to get it a lot down, but...
Now it's bothering me.
Yeah. And it's kind of moving with him.
You should still be resting.
I will. What happened? Where it shot?
He killed a cop.
He killed him?
Yeah, he killed him. He got away.
Mama, why?
You should rest.
Wait, now they gotta go back to that shot.
Well, we wait. The only thing for sure.
Now, I don't mean to play into stereotypes, but that is a big bottle of hot sauce behind them.
Yeah. That is hot sauce, right? Because yeah. When you said blood on the wall, I looked at that immediately. I was like, he's talking about that? And I saw the stain. Yeah.
I think that was on the film.
Yeah?
Really?
No, yeah, I think there wasn't on the wall. No. I think there was blood on that wall.
Yeah.
I think he's supposed to be hiding it.
Oh.
But I saw it as well. Yeah, I think he might have just been. I think it might have just been in there.
Yeah.
And he's like, we need you to move your head over to the left.
That happens more than it should sometimes in entertainment, like in shows that are on networks. And you're like, how the fuck did they not see that? Like, that was a weird cut.
Okay, yeah. Keep a beat on the
this guy's still alive. In real life, he still acts.
Really?
Yeah, I know his face from somewhere.
Keep Timmy here no matter what.
We'll let me look him up.
Let's go. That guy with him is in trouble. Keep this with you.
Keep my name out your mouth.
The subject is heading east on 5th. Get a grid over that area. Maybe we can figure out where they're going.
They're gone, Lieutenant. We lost them in an alley.
Don't. Repeat. Don't follow on foot. We'll take over from here.
Right, Lieutenant?
They still put the black dude in the back.
Name every building in that sector. Go through it street by street.
What's his name? Lieutenant?
I can't remember.
Lieutenant Jack, I believe.
This will never work.
We got no choice. We got to keep going.
Alameda and 3rd. Durette Wholesale Clothing. Torres Cement.
Do you think it's easier to be a subtle black vampire because black guys love red drinks as it is?
Black guys love red drinks.
Yeah, yeah, what like
hot sauce ketchup.
What?
What are you referring to?
Yeah, what's a red drink?
Red drinks.
Oh, Kool-Aid.
No, no, red drinks in general.
I don't know that stereotype.
That's a stereotype.
Red drinks?
Yeah.
Red drinks. No, no, no.
Now you gotta.
No, we read a thing on Juneteenth last year,
and it said
it was red velvet cake.
Okay.
And red mixed drinks.
I don't know. You like? I love red velvet.
I like
but
a whiskey ginger. I like red velvet
because
like
of my ethnicity. Yeah.
I've heard a bunch of Okay, this is also based on one time I saw a black guy order a drink, and it was called the Sebastian. And we're like, who are you? I'm Sebastian. And it was like bright red.
Yeah.
However,
I think yeah, Miko,
I'm telling no, I'm telling you,
yeah.
I'm telling you, like sweet red drinks.
I don't know.
At a bar, yes, mixed drinks.
What? I'm trying to think. What drink is mixed at a bar that's red? Like a fucking Bloody Mary?
No, no. Like
where you from? You're from Staten Island,
Jersey.
You're from Jersey. Maybe the blacks in Jersey.
Maybe, bro.
They're like, put some Kool-Aid in that Hennessy. But maybe I don't know.
Jersey black people
brown.
Are weird, though.
Maybe it's something I've just heard.
Yeah, right. I think people just fucking with you now.
Yeah, I heard brown for brown liquor or grape soda or something. Yeah. Those are like typical tropes, but never heard red.
Oh no, well obviously grape soda and barbecue chips would be the two bigger ones.
Yeah, but I'm trying to think where the red came from. Only thing I can think of is the Kool-Aid, if possible. They like the red flavor.
He made fiending it, made for something
maybe.
Else.
Maybe you're just an original racist. You know?
Maybe I wouldn't. I'm not going to be shocked if I made it up.
Wait, and none of your like family asked your black girlfriend at the time that?
Thank God, no.
Why y'all like wearing shit so much?
I mean, my mom did vote for Donald Trump. No, no. Cops don't fire their guns like that anymore.
Yeah.
They're way too powerful now.
Johnson! It won't do any good. It's too late! Johnson!
I'm still thinking about the red drink, bro. Over here, like,
I have never heard that before.
I feel like I always associate Hawaiian Punch with black people, too.
Okay. And like red Gatorade or some shit?
I don't know. I feel like there's always been a connotation.
That's fruit punch, but do they even make Hawaiian punch anymore?
I don't know.
I think I definitely don't buy it anymore because I'm fucking.
They like, nah, don't break my shit. Oh, okay.
It's like a serum or something?
Hell yeah, dude.
So.
Mazel tov.
Those lanterns just light on their own.
Did you just call it a mazel tov cocktail?
I did mazel tov.
Yeah, a mazel tov cocktail.
I said mazel tov.
I just needed to document that.
Sorry. Mazel tov. Look, I am.
By the way,
how are these things
ignite
on their
own? The fact that no one's ever done a joke in a movie where they make a Molotov cocktail out of Manischewitz and call it a mazel tov cocktail.
They're probably going to do it now.
This one is made by Russian Jews.
Wait, so is that holy water?
Yeah.
Yeah, I believe so. Which consists of what, like theoretically, in like the vampire world?
Blessed. It's just blessed by the priest.
Blessed. Oh, okay.
Jack. That looked like Beetlejuice, though.
They didn't even have a sound for when the top of it hit him in the stomach. Yeah. Did you see that? No sound.
This detective is going all out.
You know they ran out of money in a movie, by the way. Like, where are they? I don't know. Around a bunch of boxes.
Yeah. We're in a warehouse.
What's the warehouse make? Boxes.
Yeah. They got holy water. It was just holy water laying around.
Right. No, I think that was gasoline. They're on fire. I don't know if it's holy water.
Oh, okay.
I don't fucking know.
But who ignited the holy? I mean, the gasoline.
No, you're right.
He literally just threw it and it caught on fire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like Castlevania.
Yeah.
But then it was you who gave me the idea. Is that what you got planned for Tina?
You know nothing of that.
Tina's life means more to me than my own.
Sticking, keep my wife's name. He literally just got so offended when he mentioned her.
So is he? If he bites Tina, how does he stop her from being a ghoul? Because if everybody just turns into these vampire ghouls.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's something with how much blood you take in vampire myth. Like, I think you can bite somebody a couple times.
Yeah.
And they're, like, yours.
Oh, okay.
Because there's different kinds of vampires. There's, like, mindless, like, drone ones.
Yeah.
They're like honeybees.
You want to face it or not, that man, if you can give him that, killed innocent people.
So I think it's that he wants to keep her alive forever with him.
Yeah. But he can't do that unless he bites her, right?
Yeah. It's the great tragedy of immortality.
Yeah.
Mm. You fall in love over and over again and have to watch him die.
Now I understand the plight of the vampire. Yeah. I'm like, what the fuck are vampire movies about?
They just want to fall in love.
Have to walk if you have to roam the earth forever.
But that's the perfect excuse to not, like, settle down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, look, I'm going to outlive you.
Yeah, but think about how much it sucks watching your chick get old now and you're getting old.
My chick younger than me, though.
All right, there you go.
Yeah. That's how you do it. Yeah,
yeah. No, me and my wife are aging in real time, looking at each other like, damn.
We're both about to go.
We're getting old.
Yeah. Damn.
We're in pajamas at 7:30 on a Friday.
That's starting to. Those ideas sound better and better the older I get. I'm not going to hold you.
That was our plan. What are you going to do this weekend? Let's rewatch Yellow Jackets.
Yeah, in the bed all day.
Yep.
Nah, I still got that youthful spirit. I need to be up and out. Moving.
Like, apart from performing, or you mean like.
Like, I'm out. Like, I'm active.
Yeah.
Like, when it's nice out, I ride my bike.
Okay. Yeah, that's good shit.
Yeah,
that's
good
shit, though.
Yeah, no, I mean, like, all right, it's nighttime now. What do you want to do? Let's rewatch a show.
Yeah.
I got ADD. I'm like, let's go. Let's go play pool.
A good weekend for me is like, oh, I woke up at 8 a.m. on Saturday and Sunday or something. Yeah. I didn't sleep to 12. I'm like.
But my wife keeps me balanced because she's the homebody. So sometimes I'll be ready to just do something because I have the energy. And she's like, nah.
And you get bored easy, too.
Like, yeah, I'm like a fucking dog.
Like, yeah, most comics.
Yeah. So he can turn it on and off, probably. Like, he can turn into the vampire.
I think, he gotta be more.
But he's still not a daywalker, though. Yeah. Type of, okay.
And I guess he sent her psychic messages.
Yeah.
That is not good lighting.
At all.
That is a spotlight.
But honestly, this shit goes to show you that if you just want to do something,
do it.
Just do it.
Yeah, I want to say this made good money.
Yeah.
What am I looking at here? Tina? It was one of the highest grossing films of 1972.
And if whoever still owns that, you could still sell this to another platform. Like,
this is not streaming on anything. We had to buy this. We had to rent this.
Really?
This ain't on nothing.
They got to fucking... Someone got to go buy up these rights and just sell it to somebody.
They should do a package of all of the...
Blaxploitation series.
Of all the horror ones.
Mm-hmm.
That would be so fun.
That would be fire.
And have, like, somebody host it.
Yeah. Blaxploitation.
Especially with, that Dolomite movie doing so good.
Dolomite. Yeah, Dolomite was fire.
What's the joint with Eddie Murphy?
Yeah. The one with Eddie Murphy. And there was an older one, too, right? Mm. In the same 70s, the Dolomite?
Well, Eddie Murphy one was based on that guy's life.
Okay, gotcha.
It was based on Rudy Ray Moore's life.
Yeah. Goldie was fire.
Goldie?
Remember Goldie? 70s blaxploitation film. He was, his name was, I think his name in the movie was Goldie. He was a pimp in it.
Never seen it. I'll watch it.
Yeah, it's good. Superfly.
Hey. You know, I got into Dolomite because
Dolomite's my name.
And fucking up motherfuckers is my game. Rat soup eating hunky motherfucker. I got into Dolomite because the Insane Clown Posse have a movie called Big Money Hustlers that's so fucking funny. Mm-hmm. It's essentially a blaxploitation movie.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Except just with clowns for no reason.
Yeah.
And it is beat for beat a great blaxploitation parody.
Oh, I gotta watch it.
But you would never think that they're... When you watch it, you go, oh, they know they're funny.
Yeah.
Like, they know they're hilarious. Yeah,
what's it called?
Big Money Hustlers. Harlan Williams is in it. The guy from the Jerky Boys is in it.
Did you like the kung fu shit when they got to, like, Bruce Leroy?
It's okay.
Yeah.
I like the more violent versions of the... Like,
yeah,
like,
of course.
I'd rather watch that done be done well than be done funny.
Of, yeah. It was just also hilarious. Like, you could never not say, like, Bruce Lee.
Oh, Dolomite was in it.
Yeah, that's how I got into it.
Yeah.
Was because they had Dolomite in it, and I was like, who's Dolomite? So then I watched Dolomite, and I got super into that.
Mick Foley's in it. All right, I'm going to check it out.
It's very silly.
Okay.
But it's really, really, like, it's got jokes in it that really last with me.
Yeah, I'll check it out.
Did they write it in Insane Clown Posse?
Yeah.
Like, oh, wow, that's crazy.
Yeah, there's... Basically, it's a blaxploitation movie where one is a cop and the other is like a crime boss.
Mm-hmm.
And the fucking meetings of the crime syndicate are so fucking fun. Like,
where can
it's
you watch
all,
it?
I mean, I've just had it forever, but it's on YouTube.
I gotta torrent that bitch. Okay.
It's the crime syndicate. One of them is fucking Rerun from What's Happening.
Yeah. Okay, I definitely gotta watch it.
One of them is a parody of Willie Green from Dolomite. It's so fucking silly.
Just
it looked like
bite the hoe already though.
Sliding towards him.
Yeah, like she was on a dolly or something.
Yeah.
I'm kind of impatient now, and I'm like,
by the way, whatever
bite
you think,
already.
The like cheapest version of how they did that is how they did it.
Okay,
it definitely was a skateboard. She just had her feet in front of the other, and they were just pulling in along
very slowly. Yeah. Like,
or the amount of time, like, whatchamacallit, De Palma had a shot where they would you'd see like the camera go around the people, and you'd go, wow, how did they build that track?
Mm.
And go around and be like, they were on a Lazy Susan.
Mm. Oh, wow.
And they're spinning.
Yeah.
It's so much easier. Or, like, you watch, like, Carrie, and you're like, wow, did you see that car flip? Brother, they flipped the camera. Did you take that And they're sitting there holding the wheel.
That's crazy.
Mount the camera to the car and you spin.
That does make more sense, yeah. It's easier to pull that off.
Remember that that little thing with wheels on, like in elementary school, you would sit on and then you can like slide around and have wheels and shit. Yeah. What happened to those?
The wagon, like the red wagon shit?
Or? No. It was just like a flat piece of plastic with four wheels on the bottom. Mm.
Oh, yeah. And then you can just like,
yeah.
Yeah, okay. I know what you mean.
That'd be good to use.
Yeah.
All these cops for one Dracula. That's racism.
Yeah. A nigga biting people is a nigga biting people, though.
He don't got a gun or a knife.
Just PCP.
Right, yeah.
And fucking, like.
Just back off and yell for me or Dr. Thomas.
Keep your eyes open for his coffin.
Let's go.
Why is she sickly, though? Because he didn't bite her yet.
She might be in between.
Oh, okay. Well, oh, he shot her.
No way his one. Aim was. No way he nailed that shot. That dark ass.
Now he got a biter.
Help!
How did he shoot her?
That's the only way to save her life, though, would be to bite her. Yeah.
And then he comes over to check.
That double axe handle was big in the 70s.
Yeah. But that gotta hurt.
Yeah, it does hurt. I always thought it, because they'll do it in Dragon Ball Z, and hitting your pinky on your that shit hurts, bro.
Yeah. Like where would you hit somebody for it not to hurt? You would probably have to do it like this. Like,
if anything,
a fist and grab it like that.
The UFC, they do it the right way. They just do it one
hand. Yeah, I assume you're supposed to get the...
They do it in the UFC?
Not this, but like this. Yeah. They do it with one hand.
That's a hammer fist.
Like, yeah. Mm. But this is like a... double hammer fist that hurts your own fucking hand.
Dr. Thomas! Dr. Thomas!
That shit should be a meme.
I'll bet her, but now I need a doctor.
A bed? Not one man shall escape my vengeance. Not one man shall leave here alive.
You fuck with the wrong one.
Now, this was the movie. This is probably what they showed people to get him in.
I mean, this is pretty good.
Yeah.
The fucking lab looked like it's out of a cartoon scene.
It's about to go down. Everybody getting fucked up. But
didn't see it coming.
But how though?
He threw him into it, I think was supposed to be the jest.
Oh, okay.
But they lack special effects like crazy.
Yeah, or maybe this the guy was just clumsy and he like jumped over the cord.
Clumsy ass honky falling into electricity.
Blacky Lily, like, I didn't do that shit.
Hell yeah, high fall.
Yup.
That is a classic low budget movie effect.
Yup. Backhanding people to death.
Everything you got, because you got the big, the blow up. You ever been on set with one of those big blow up high fall things?
And you, no, I haven't seen
them. They take forever to inflate.
What is it, like 90 feet
up or something?
No, but it's big. It's taller than you.
I would love to fall into one of those.
They drop right
there. I would still be scared. I think because if you don't fall right, you still break your neck.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Like, you got to land flat.
Yeah.
I've been on set for a high fall. It was wild.
And you seen somebody get hurt?
No. But it was that's pretty funny.
It was like Home Alone. Come and get me, you stinking head, you filthy animals. Like the footsteps don't sound like footsteps.
No. Over here. Yeah. It sounds like they picked a sound they thought would sound like footsteps.
Like yeah. Sounds like a dog licking from a ball.
That's probably wow. That's funny.
Stay here.
Stay with him.
That don't even make no sense. He gonna come after them before he goes. Yeah, that's not.
I can't unhear it now.
Yeah. We gonna jerk off in his coffin. That'll piss him off. Wait. They think he's in the coffin.
We'll find out, I guess.
No, he's in the coffin.
Why would he be in a coffin if he's throwing niggas around? Or maybe they meant to stab her. Okay.
Where the hell's Mama Wada?
Throwing cops.
Biting people.
Yo. These are the worst detectives
ever.
Yeah,
they suck. But also, how do you fucking, you know, track down a vampire, though? Black one, like.
Now they gotta look at the damage. Y'all kill my bitch.
You know that's the only thing he cares about, too. Yeah.
Tina.
My lovely, lovely Tina.
This nigga ain't had a lineup in 200 years.
Y'all.
Everything's connected.
Why do you think people's hairlines started growing like that?
I don't
like
know.
That V?
But mine, I'll be looking at my shit. I'm like, it's
you
going in
that
direction for sure. By the time I'm 40,
I'm
my shit is.
Good. I'm
you
36.
Lucky, bro. You lucky, bro.
Yeah.
Nah, I can see. My hairline's going to be trash very soon.
My shit is fine, man.
But don't think I won't get that fucking hair replacement shit. I will.
You will? You'll
I'll
let them take hair
squeeze
off your
drops
butt
in that
shit
wherever they got to take it from. Just make sure my hairline doesn't fucking disappear.
There's no need for that.
Hey, they don't do nothing for me. I'm Muslim. Because he's Ethiopian, right?
He looks Ethiopian.
African,
looks
yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah. I was thinking
Ethiopians
that.
Are Muslim.
Some of them are Christian Orthodox. Some of them are Muslim,
yeah.
though. Some of them are Jewish, too, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. A lot of them.
Ah. Death by sun.
Oh, he's going to kill himself? I at least would take out them two cops for killing my chicks. Blackula weak. I'm sorry. Like
yeah.
It was a funny movie. Great movie, but he a punk.
Low key.
He killed some cops.
He
killed
yeah,
a couple, but
because
only because
he
they,
had to.
Yeah, only because they hurt his girl though.
Yeah. No smoking. That's pretty.
Yeah. Can I be honest? I really like the fact that he insisted on having like all this dignity and like this like royal nature to him.
Yeah.
And he wasn't like a, hey, you motherfuckers, you ever met a vampire before?
Yeah.
Like, I love that he was like.
Yeah, he took a different angle for sure.
Almost, yeah, like royal with it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it was fitting too. It didn't seem like he was trying to be that.
Yeah.
Like he spoke in that way.
Which makes sense because Dracula's like, I count, you know?
Right.
Yeah, but you still got to kill a lot of them cops.
Yeah.
That's on the agenda.
And they're FBI?
Were
is
they
that
FBI?
What you said?
They, no.
Oh, that was smart. He covered his face so he can just die.
Yeah, that was pretty cool, man.
Yeah.
Damn. Well, we did it.
He's a noble man, yeah. Black people being allergic to the sun, though, that's definitely a different, that's a fantasy.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Damn.
Don't hate it.
Where the maggots come from? No, I like it, though. I just wish he would have killed everybody.
Wow. That fast? This motherfucker's just roasted?
Yeah.
All right, it looks a little like Rafiki from Lion King, but
a little bit.
We're going to let that slide.
Totally dissolved.
His band is done.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, that's how it goes. That's Blackula. Thank you so
Blackula.
Much for my guests. Monroe and DC, really appreciate you guys. Please check
Hell
out the Monroe Martin podcast. Drop it now.
Yeah.
Doped Up and Dying. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Really appreciate your time.
I got to come back. This is
and we will catch you next time. Happy Black History Month from Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Shop.
Nope.